That's an interview to John Lennon. Hi John, do you think you'd be published if you weren't a Beatle?
I could probably get published, but, you know, I wouldn't sell as many. I mean, they publish a lot of rubbish anyway, but I wouldn't sell.
Do you think you've got a built-in advantage in being a Beatle?
No, I mean, I never thought of it. If I hadn't been a Beatle, I just wouldn't have thought of having this stuff published. Because I would have been crawling around, broke, and just writing it and throwing it away.
Do you ever answer the fan mail?
No, no, we couldn't handle them. A lot of them just write straight to us anyway. I answer any if they've got a stamped, addressed envelope. They usually only want an autograph.
Do you get any trouble from fans?
Now and then, you know. For example, there was some bird here last night. There was a bit of trouble.
How did it come about that you weren't a beat poet and that your first book was published?
Well, some American who shall remain nameless, who's called Michael Brown, showed me this stuff and he took it to the publisher and they published it.
Did you ever think of publishing it under a pseudonym, not as John Lennon?
I thought about it, but what is the use, you know? Because he took it to the publisher first without telling them who I was, just to see if they would have published it.
Living in the butterfly world of pop as a Beatle, do you think that this undermined people does seriously accept you as a writer?
It does, but I didn't really expect them to take me seriously. So, you know, there is nothing to say about that. They do take it more seriously than I thought, so that's good enough for me.
This book is very similar to the first in being leads and biases of poems, and bit of prose. Do you think you'd ever want anything longer? A novel, for example?
Well, I try writing. The longest thing I've ever written is in this book. It's one about Sherlock Holmes, and it seemed like a novel to me, but it turned out to be 6 pages. But I don't think I could. I couldn't do it, you know. And I wrote so many characters in it, I forgot who they were.
Thanks, John. You're welcome.